Late show at the Aviva Stadium, while Tiger Woods further fuels expectation of a surprise Masters return.
We're live on RTE Radio 1, the RTE News Channel, and online. Your news is read this morning by Karen Creed.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed an announcement by the Russian government that it intends scaling back its military assaults on the capital Kyiv and the city of Chernihiv in the north of the country. The Ukrainian military said that while individual Russian units had withdrawn from several northern areas, Russian forces in the east were continuing their assaults and regrouping. Mr. Zelensky said he would only trust concrete results and stressed that the army and people of Ukraine would not let their guard down in defending their country.
We should not lose vigilance. The situation has not become easier. The scale of the challenge has not decreased. The Russian army still has significant potential to continue attacks against our state.
France has said Russia is considering its proposal for an evacuation of the besieged city of Mariupol. The French President Emmanuel Macron held a lengthy telephone conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. France said the conditions for such an operation had yet to be fulfilled and urged Russia to comply with international humanitarian law. The International Red Cross said it too was trying to organise the removal to safety of tens of thousands of people trapped in Mariupol by Russian bombardment. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine nears the end of its fifth week, European countries are seeking to share the effort of hosting the almost 4 million people who have fled the fighting. Most have arrived in Poland. Ukraine's other EU neighbours, Romania, Slovakia and Hungary, have also seen high numbers of arrivals, the vast majority of whom are women and children. In Ireland, consideration has been given to supplying short-term accommodation for the growing influx of refugees. Kate Carolyn reports.
Yesterday, the Cabinet was told a tented facility at the Defence Forces Gormanstown camp might be needed in the near future to accommodate people arriving from Ukraine. From next month, there'll also be accommodation in place for 400 people at the Mill Street Arena in County Cork. So far, almost 15,000 Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland, with around 600 people travelling here from Ukraine each day. It's expected that 21,000 people fleeing the war will come here by Easter, and that number will rise to 30,000 by the end of next month. Some 22,657 offers of accommodation have now been pledged by the public.
The Cabinet has signed off on proposed new laws on sick pay that will make it mandatory for all employers to offer a minimum level of cover. The bill will now be published and will begin its passage through the Houses of the Oireachtas. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, reports.
Around half of all employees in Ireland do receive a level of sick leave under their contracts, but the remainder do not have any cover. If passed by the Oireachtas, these new laws will start to come into effect immediately and will be phased in over a four-year period in order to minimise the burden on businesses as they recover from the pandemic. Initially, they will require employers to offer 3 days a year of sick leave, rising to 5 days in 2024, 7 days in 2025 and 10 days in 2026. The pay will have to be a minimum of 70% of a worker's normal wage, subject to a daily maximum threshold of €110, but employers will be able to offer better terms or unions may negotiate for more via collective agreement. Tánaiste Dálaí of Radcar said that while some will think the scheme goes too far and others that it doesn't go far enough, he thinks it has struck a reasonable balance. Last year, employers group IBEC told an Oireachtas committee that the introduction of statutory sick pay in the manner proposed would give rise to a disproportionate and excessive cost burden to employers.
At least four people have been killed in a gun attack in Israel. The shooting, which took place near Tel Aviv, is the third such attack in less than a week. Police say the gunman was also shot dead. He's believed to have been a Palestinian who had served time in Israeli prison. The Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said his country was facing a wave of murderous attacks. A levy on disposable coffee cups will be introduced in the coming months in an effort by the government to cut their use. The Circular Economy Bill published this morning is aimed at reducing waste and influencing behaviour. It will also allow the use of CCTV images to detect and deter illegal dumping and littering. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and fog will clear this morning and there'll be some sunshine in the south. However, more cloud and showery rain will extend southwards across the country during the morning and afternoon, and it'll become much colder with a freshening breeze. Highest afternoon temperatures will range from 5 to 12 degrees.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Irish Times Car of the Year 2022. See it for yourself at Hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel, I'm Gráinne Brookfield. In Dublin, traffic is slow eastbound along the Grand Canal between Harold's Cross and Portobello. Meanwhile, the N3 inbound is slow between Junction 3 Clonsilla and Junction 2 Blanchardstown. In Meath, southbound traffic is slow as usual on the N2 through Kilmoon Cross, and watch out for works between Slane and Navan on the N51. For those of you travelling along the N25 in Waterford, works have been causing delays between Dungarvan and the city at Carroll's Cross, and in Leitrim Sligo, works are continuing on the N16 between Manor Hamilton and Sligo Town at Glencar.